USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Senate Republican leaders are hoping to have him confirmed to the Supreme Court before the weekend is over, the nominee Brett Kavanaugh is defending his testimony at a recent Senate hearing where he addressed allegations of sexual assault with an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal. In it, Kavanaugh notes that during that hearing last week, he was more emotional than he probably should have been at times and said some things he shouldn't have. He promised if he's confirmed to the High Court, he'll be an independent and open-minded justice. And he apparently doesn't have to convince President Trump of that, as he says at a rally last night in Minnesota.
Judge Kavanaugh will uphold and defend the Constitution.
Asian markets lower today after Vice President Mike Pence claims China's been meddling with the U.S. midterm elections, which Beijing denies. This is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
More now on President Trump's appearance at a rally in Minnesota last evening where he criticized former Democratic Senator Al Franken. The president saying Franken folded so quickly when he was accused of sexual harassment by several women.
He was gone so fast. It was like, oh, he did something. Oh, I resign. I quit.
The president makes the remarks in the process of defending his Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, who's been accused of sexual misconduct by three women. The suspect arrested for the shooting on Wednesday in Florence, South Carolina, that killed a veteran police officer and wounded six other police officers, says on his Facebook page he's a competitive marksman. The suspect, 74-year-old Fred Hopkins, is a Vietnam War veteran. NATO confirming that a U.S. service member has been killed in Afghanistan. However, they have not yet released details, nor the service member's identity. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Massachusetts highest court now weighing an appeal of a woman convicted of involuntary manslaughter for using text messages to push her boyfriend to kill himself. Lawyers for Michelle Carter argued before the state's Supreme Judicial Court yesterday that words alone did not force Conrad Ray to take his own life in July of 2014. Carter was sentenced to 15 months in prison last summer, but she's remained free pending this appeal. A woman who was a childhood friend of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh spoke out on Thursday about how she remembers him as a young man. And with details, here's USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Suzanne Matten has known Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh since he was in high school. She went on Good Morning America to talk about his character and why she supports him.
Okay, so I'm here because I have firsthand knowledge of Brett. I was there. I was a teenage girl when he was a teenage boy. I spent a lot of time with him. He's not that guy. Did he drink? Yes. Did he take it too far? No. He had aspirations even back then to get into an Ivy League school, to follow in the footsteps of his mother and be a judge. He was smart enough to know the consequences of doing anything that would jeopardize his dreams, to disappoint his parents. He's not that guy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And police in Gilbert, Minnesota say some berries that have fermented are causing birds to get tipsy and fly into car windows. And with your update, I'm Chris Barnes.